The Netflix show Ozark returns for season 4 today, after nearly 2 years off. And the producer of Downton Abbey is taking a stab at an American costume drama in HBO's The Gilded Age, and that debuts on Monday. So let's discuss with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, and let's start with Ozark. Eric, my son and I have been waiting. Laura Linney and Jason Bateman run a family, which also happens to be a money laundering operation. Last season was hugely popular, and it ended in dramatic fashion. Eric, after a pandemic delay, are you happy Ozark is back?
I'm definitely looking forward to it, but I'm someone who's been a fan of Ozark since the very first episode. Mm. In the first season, we met Jason Bateman's character, who was kind of a money manager, and then we found out that he was laundering money for a drug cartel, which made him move to the Ozarks and figure out a way to launder even more of their money. And so he and his wife, played by Laura Linney, and they have two kids, they've been trying to figure out how to get out from under this huge obligation that they have. And so in this latest season, and this is a spoiler alert in case you're worried about that, we find out what the cartel leader wants from the birds, and we have a little clip to kind of illustrate that. So let's check out the clip. This drug dealer is talking to Jason Bateman and Laura Linney, who play Marty and Wendy Bird.
I will walk away from my business, and I will be able to move freely to the United States, back and forth, where you have established my children's business empire.
I'm sorry, that's impossible.
Please don't use that word, Wendy.
What other word could I use?
Do this and you are free of your obligation to me.
I'm sorry, it's not doable.
Okay, then why are you still alive?
The question of the moment.
Why are you still alive? He's been hanging over this family for the whole series.
Exactly. And they always sort of show if they just do this, they can get out.
I mean, the show is dark, right? Nobody is clean here. I've heard this show being called Breaking Bad Family Edition.
Yeah, I think that's the term I used even.
Okay. You used. But how long can the family stay alive? How long can they keep this racket going on TV?
Well, I think, you know, to me, that might be the dividing line between people who like Ozark and people who might have a hard time watching it, because this family does face a lot of sort of outlandish challenges. And so I think it, particularly if you're invested in the characters, you'll be engaged. But, you know, if you find the basic framework of the story unbelievable, then it might be hard for you to swallow that they've survived yet again and they're mm-hmm. facing an even more insurmountable challenge, which is taking a guy who is globally recognized as a drug cartel leader and turning him into an upstanding citizen so he can walk away from his business.
All right. Okay. We're going to talk about another upcoming drama. The Gilded Age is from the creator of Downton Abbey, but it is set in another place, 1880s America. And Christine Baranski is in it, so I wouldn't bet against her. But what are your thoughts?
Well, this is really interesting. So it's been long gestating. Julian Fellowes, the guy who created Downton Abbey, has always said that he wanted to do the series, The Gilded Age, about sort of the early beginnings of great wealth in America. So it's set in Manhattan, 1880s era Manhattan. And there's this tension between old money, families that have had money, and families that have just come into money, you know, the robber baron class. And so Christine Baranski plays a character, a matriarch of a family. She married in order to access wealth, and then the husband is no longer in the picture. She's supporting Cynthia Nixon's character, who is her sister, but she's a spinster. She's never been married. And they have a young relative, the daughter of their brother, estranged brother. When the estranged brother dies, the daughter's penniless, and they decide to take her in because Cynthia Nixon's character has sent a letter to the daughter saying, why don't you come join us in New York, which is something that Christine Baranski's character actually didn't want her to do. Mm. Let's check it out.
She means to join us here just as soon as she has closed the house and sold her furniture.
What a relief.
And who is to support her? Me, with the Van Ryn money, which was not achieved at no cost to myself. You were allowed the pure and tranquil life of a spinster. I was not.
I'm very grateful.
So you should be.
Mm-hmm. So if you've seen Downton Abbey before, then you know that that show, which was set in Britain, of course, had an upstairs-downstairs aspect to it. Parts of it were about the family that ran the house. Parts of it were about the servants who served that family. We get that same rhythm in The Gilded Age. You know, Christine Baranski is the slightly out of touch, you know, rigid, old school, domineering force in the house. There's a young character, of course, this young penniless girl who comes. She's sort of rebelling a little bit against these rigid social rules. We saw that in Downton Abbey, too. There are servants who have dark, you know, secrets that they're keeping. Mm. But it's very reminiscent. It's almost like a tension between people who've been wealthy for generations in New York and, say, Silicon Valley, you know, wealth. Except it's playing out in the 1800s.
Well, we have our theme for today, big money, big secrets. We've been talking about The Gilded Age, and we've been talking about Ozark with Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.